sure you recorded the dentist conversation. I'm gonna have to use it.
Start with that.
All right. Today is Wednesday, March the 8th, 2023. I hereby call this meeting of the mayor and the township of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton to order. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act? Thank you much. Let's, if you all wouldn't mind joining me for a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all.
All right, roll call, please.
Here.
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 Here. Here. Thank you much. We'll begin with the comments from the public for items listed on the agenda. Public wish to make any comments? No, Charlotte took them down. A little bit.
Wow.
Must be interference on the table.
It's the Girl Scout cookie.
Ghost. The Girl Scout cookie. All right, we'll close the public comment session and we will move on to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the township mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items anyone wishes to remove from the agenda?
I think it's a minor question that I hate to pull, but it's a question that we have to. Or can I ask a minor question as part of consent?
I think we should pull it.
Yeah, let's just
pull it. It's the vacation one.
Okay. Sure. All right. Well, it's much less consenting. I think you're going to want that.
Sorry about that.
Let's just go into the resolutions. We're gonna bag consent, and we're gonna go into resolutions because there are no minutes on the agenda for approval. We'll do that in a minute. Mr. Glazer, Captain Glazer, you have honor of the first report.
I do. Planning Board, we met on Monday night for the regular monthly meeting. Two items I'd report to council. North Hundred came in for a 9-binding capital review and recommendations from the board for the renovation and expansion of the parking lots, the north and the south parking lot. The change will improve traffic flow between the north lot, which is the traffic right there, and provide an additional 53 spaces, kind of offsetting some they're losing from BOTAC. To their credit, I think, there's not really that much disturbance to the site. The north lot in particular, kind of just restriping, taking islands here and there. The south lot, the one by the board building, a little more work. They're kind of realigning some stuff to get rid of, like, a weird...
Did they say how many... I took a look at it.
53
spots added.
53 spots added between the two. So there's the north lot, some behind, like, that building over by the fields, like 9 or 10 more, and then the south lot. So it helps.
I know I'm conflicted, but I needed to just...
No, it was on the site plan, but you needed a super magnifying glass to find it. The board determined, not surprising, the changes were consistent with the master plan. They are. And then we made some minor recommendations on coordinating both deck on circulation and lighting and some things like that. We did have a lengthy hearing and several public comments about the periodic re-exam report of the master plan and development regulations and amendments to the land use plan housing element of the Clinton Township master plan. This is written down for you.
Mouthful.
It was. All of which were subsequently adopted, but it was about a two and a half hour hearing.
Okay.
It was a lengthy document, so there was a good, robust discussion. Several members of the public came to comment, which is actually really nice to see. But it was good. We did have a work session at the end talking about some of the recommended standards for the new conditional uses discussed in the exam report and a few new definitions. Some ideas on that, which we'll share with the ordinance committee, case the ordinance for council to consider, perhaps. And the conditional uses, just to clarify, these self-storage facilities and combined motor filling station convenience stores, I can't mention those. has been passed. Next meeting will be Monday the 20th. I don't really have any quite yet. Sewage Authority had their regular meeting on Thursday, March 2nd. All routine matters, only two items I'd mentioned. They did an uneventful rate hearing, as expected. Increased the quarterly rate from 130 to 135. I think that's the first increase in 3 or 4 years, probably. They are continuing the VOTEC coordination with the North Pump Station. In fact, the VOTEC superintendent was there for a few minutes of the meeting and mentioned that they were advertising the new VOTEC campus this past Monday. Their hope is to award a bid, have a special meeting, award a bid in mid-April so they can keep on their time frame to open in August of 24. The CTSA is continuing to wait for the DEP for approval so they can send out the North Pump Station to bid. They hope to get that soon, so they'll be a little bit behind the VOTEC construction, but shouldn't. It sounds like coordination will be fine. Their next meeting is the regular meeting is Thursday, April 6th. And the Finance Committee, I'll start, maybe probably Council Coach Nasco will jump in. He had a good meeting with the Minister and CFO on Monday, talking about the 23 budget. I'd be remiss if we didn't commend the CFO and the Administrator for the hard work they've done very clearly. A pretty thorough process, meetings with department heads, I think many meetings in some cases. I know the mayor has been involved somewhat as well. Of course, like any budget, we're going to have our challenges. We talked about the 24% increase in health care. There's also a 14% increase in pension costs. There are a bunch of contractual increases, which are fairly significant. So as with any budget, we'll be weighing all these sort of mandatory increases against all of our other priorities as we get to that process. Soon, I think. Probably introducing on the 22nd or maybe April. We have a little work to do still.
We're going to try to get it up.
Yeah, we'll do the college try because we want to get it up.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
Just a couple outstanding
questions. Yeah. And I'm still in touch with Canvas Stuff. He's still in touch with that resident. We're still talking. He looks forward to coming in for a working session and put it on the agenda. That's all I've got.
Is it April we're going to do that?
We didn't commit to a specific date yet. It depends on the agenda and what ordinances are coming in.
April is probably most likely. If we're going to now introduce the budget on the 22nd, we'll have to hear it at the end of April.
So the second meeting.
So, yeah. So the first meeting would be more. I mean, I wouldn't want to do a work session the same as we're doing the budget.
Yeah.
So maybe the 5th, maybe May.
As we get closer, as we get closer, I'd give a couple weeks' notice, and we'd be closer to the schedule that we know, and start getting some of that through. That's all I have. Thank you.
Other than what Councilman Glazer said about finance, and the meeting was on Tuesday, not Monday.
You're right. Thank you.
And I have nothing else to add.
I'm going to do EC and Green Team together, since it's really almost the same thing. EC meeting was on March 2nd, and the next one is April 6th. The Green Team meeting was on February 21st, and the next one will be March 14th. I'm just going to give you the dates of what we're doing here. March 12th, we have the Windy Acres thing on Sunday. It's the naturalist, Deb Reed, from the county, is going to be giving us a tour and viewing the new educational signage that we put up, the EC put up in 2022. April 15th, we have a stream cleanup with Raritan Headwaters. We're sort of having a hard time finding a location. We're looking at maybe joining forces with the people that are over at the reservoir and extend it over to Graysville because there's so much litter over there. April 26th, that's the Earth Day litter cleanup that Green Team is doing with Base Camp. We're working together. We've had meetings with them. The logistics, we've been talking to the county, clean communities, donating the dumpster. And it's okay. We talked to Tom about gathering and starting it at the Hunt Park. It's the DPW buildings right there. So the dumpster will be placed there. The teams will be meeting there. Everybody's going to go out, bring their litter, weigh it, and hopefully I'll win. Okay. Community Day.
So they settled on location?
Yes. It's okay. And they confirm that the dumpster will be out of there by Community Day.
But
yes.
I wasn't sure.
Everybody is not in the meeting, but Mario confirmed everything. April 29th, Community Day, we're going to do a joint table, Green Team EC, together. May 6th, we have a stream assessment at Windy Acres. I will not be available, unfortunately. But this year, we're actually, there's a bunch of categories you can select to test the water. Apparently, this year, we're going to do all of it. So I look forward to hearing the results on that. July 9th, Green Fair and Eden Car Show. I think I told you last time we adopted the Annandale train station. So I'm going to go over there, take some pictures, and try to come up with some type of concept because we need to submit it to New Jersey Transit. And then they'll give us all the cleaning supplies and everything like that. So hopefully we can get a nice, you know, planters and things like that over there and obviously clean it up, the litter. And Thursday, I think it's March 23rd, I'm meeting with the, there's an environmental group over at the high school. The Green Team and Raritan Headwaters are, Allison is our ambassador. We're going to be doing a pollinator garden over at North, so it's going to be a group effort. I don't know exactly where Allison picked it, but it'll be very exciting. So we're going to be meeting them after school. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. Okay, open space meeting was on March 2nd. The next one is March 23rd. We had to, like, postpone it a little bit so our chair could participate. Our event for that is April 23rd. This is the day after the base camp cleanup thing. So we're finally doing the bulk tree planting. So it's 125 trees over at Windy. Heather, we've hired her to pick the species. She's going to be there. She's going to teach us how to do it. The equipment, the tubing, everything is going to be done. She's going to take care of it that day.
And it's all volunteer.
All volunteer, yeah. Yes. I've been waiting. How long have we been talking about bulk tree planting? I'm like, yes! It's very hard to get these trees. Oh. Everybody wants to plant them in April. This person's running out of trees, and it's not easy. Okay, I did hear from, actually, Catherine about, I think the superintendent over at CTSD was interested in maybe doing a class trip over at the Acres.
Yes.
Catherine just asked, all that she did was text me, okay. Say,
doctor.
Oh, no. Okay. She just wanted the location, the actual location where Windham Acres was to start a discussion. Let's see. We did discuss about the fencing over near that, what is that, container over at Beaverbrook? What do you call that?
Oh, yeah.
What would you call that? Retention?
Yeah, some sort of storage thing.
Well, we talked about it.
Yeah.
So I think Mike and Les met with the DPW, so we're going to be putting in a fencing, you know, like a construction fencing. We're going to pick black or something that's not bright orange. Pick bright green, brown, something natural looking. So that should be happening. That's supposed to be happening.
Well, I'll hit on something else.
Oh, wonderful. We're going to be doing another golf clinic in May. I don't know. Or they can be determined. The beehives worked out at Wind Acres. We have her renewed certificate. I spoke to her in an open space. We discussed her possibly doing braids and hackets this year. So she's talking to her group of friends and her club about anybody who might want to do that on one of her properties. The only thing we would have to do is for Green Acres regulations, we need a fence around it. So that would be our
defense.
It's total repeat, which we were excited about. The Windy Acres one, this was like a trial, so now we have the contract and paperwork in order so we can just do the work.
And we've got to do one at behind Buck.
Oh, one thing I wanted to ask about is, I have to add the disc golf to the website as well. That's not on there at all, so it's either going to be in recreation or open space or both. So people can get the right. So people can get the layout of it, and we have some signage left over to do. We did talk about the playground a little bit. I was talking to Mr. Millette over at the county in regards to their project that they're doing over at Deer Path.
And I know Mr. Reversa has reached out.
Correct.
Well, about funding opportunities for the county.
Correct. So Janet on our open space committee is also on county open space as well. Janet Howard, whatever. So I mean, we got to talking, and they're putting in a disc golf course over there. It's like the end of it. They have a position. They have to take care of the pond and do a whole bunch of other steps first.
Yeah.
But they are doing an accessible playground, which is like the main thing that they're doing. and they're also doing disc golf. We're doing a playground. Exactly. So we're hoping that maybe they're going to be quite ahead of the game with the playground. Maybe they can give us some advice, guidance, or whatever. And vice versa, we can give them advice on the disc golf. Because Matt McCourt has designed so many disc golf courses, so, you know, I think it would be great. And I don't.
You'd be excited to have another one nearby.
Yeah.
Oh, they are very excited.
Sure they are.
They call it, Ben Hunt calls the county like every other month.
If that's 9 holes, you can play 9 holes here and then 9 holes there. You make it.
Oh, they'll have a full course. But at any rate, so I think it would be a nice thing that, because, you know. Well, I'm just curious, though, who's in charge of the, whoever's in charge of the playground? Who's doing the playground?
That'll be the rec committee.
Rec committee? Because I was thinking about that, remember, we were discussing that ADA accessible
pathway.
Yeah. So I was hoping maybe I don't want to be, like, involved, but if I can just move the plans. Yeah. Especially since we might be talking to them about what they're doing in the county.
They have a couple different options that they're looking at in terms of the setup, and then solicit some feedback. I was not recommending moving in Monday because we were traveling. It's also not a plane booking. So it's in the works. I mean, the location is going to be in the vicinity of where the staging area is.
Yeah.
Current development, mm-hmm. So it's going to be a while until it gets started, so it's not going to be not in the budget for this year, because okay. We're probably not going to be able to do that.
Well, we would be behind the county, I'm thinking, because that's their first priority.
Is they important?
Are they doing
contracts already?
Are they doing ADA, or are they doing exclusion? Is it a Jake's Law playground? Is that a different playground that we'll work
on? I read the articles, and I don't recall. I did see they awarded some of the contractors, so they're pretty far along with getting started.
But absolutely.
Yeah, regardless, though, any kind of learning experience people that they're using might be helpful. Okay, the only other thing I have is the website. I got to sort of update things. Stormwater treatment info that Danielle has for EC. Forestry management plans have to be added. Our events, we're going to add some hunting information. And the studies that I'm doing over the acre will be updated on the year. And that's that.
Thank you. Nothing new to report for the Clinton Township Board of Ed, as they hadn't had a meeting yet. It's coming Monday. Historical Preservation, unfortunately, was not able to have a meeting last Wednesday due to a lack of quorum. So their next meeting is scheduled for Wednesday the 5th at 7 p.m. And I don't think we ever followed up with that CPA.
No, I think I sent you the information.
Yeah, and then
they can find somebody. We can certainly. Last newsletter the season is kind of full.
Okay. All right. Public safety. I did speak with Chief DeRosa, and I know he emailed out a report was emailed out to everyone. For fire, I spoke with Fire Chief Emery. His report was also included in our documents for the agenda meeting, out of the agenda tonight. There was a meeting with the Clinton Water Company regarding the ISO letter. I'm not sure. I was with last week, but I guess they were able to recognize, well, besides the fact that Clinton was able to sustain that they have put in a lot of millions of dollars into their infrastructure, I think there might be some give or take with this letter.
It also sounded like whoever had done it no longer works there.
Correct.
Had used the old data.
Yeah, so...
whatever reason.
So I use this term liberally, that we make it a stay on this for now until further investigation is what I use liberally. Yeah.
I'll follow up with the administrator.
I didn't get a chance to check my emails today, though, about the letter of support for the regional AFG grant that they were looking for from us, or a resolution.
I saw the request. I haven't digested it fully. Did it require by date?
No, the AFG grant has been submitted, so whenever we can get something in to show support for it, I guess is what they're looking for. It wasn't something that we
needed. No, I don't think they need a letter.
Yeah.
I can draft a letter.
Yeah.
And if, you know what, we can discuss it now. I mean, if so you want to lay the background for the grant, it's the county, right?
Yeah, so...
County Chiefs Association.
Correct. So for the fiscal year 2022 AFG grant, which is the Assistance to Firefighters grant, the county did a regional grant. Sometimes when you combine like that, your chances are better when you get together regionally. And they're doing radios. I believe the radios they're going after are somewhere between $8,000 and $9,000 apiece.
It's like a couple million bucks.
Yeah. So is it, not every fire company participated, whether they missed the deadline to submit the information by, or they were not interested in participating. So, but it was the majority of the fire companies in the county. So, so doing this regional grant, they targeted one thing, which is radios, and of course, interoperability is the big thing, and that is a one of the NFOs for the grant that they look for when reviewing these. So they're looking for each municipality that is involved in this regional grant that they can use for a letter of support to the local government and say that we support this venture. And
of course, it is a large sum of money, and the grant that they're going for would cover almost all of it. There would be a requirement from the township to contribute some.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a 5 or 10% match this time around. I don't recall what it is on this one.
So, I mean, if everyone's comfortable with it, I'll write a letter.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll try for grants, you'll get grants.
Done.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And the mayor and I still have to set a meeting outside of the
yes.
ISO issue with Clinton. I did forward Chief Sitnicki report from South Branch to Carla. I haven't had a chance to look at that phase, so he did submit a report. I do not have an OEM report this month, and I did receive a phone call from a resident on Spain Road, and I guess we
saw. Oh, I did too. This is about the property office?
Yes.
So I forwarded my voicemail that I received to the zoning officer, and I haven't heard back, so I will try to get in touch with her to work. And
yeah, and that was his concern, too, is that he had reached out and had not heard back. So it's just a driver that was supposed to be abandoned from an old back. He said the property was deemed historical, the house was burned out, and this driver was supposed to be abandoned, and he's either being used again with trucks, and he knows it was just recently sold, and he's concerned that.
I don't have an answer right now.
Yes.
But when we only got it on Friday.
Yeah, I as well. But I had a problem retrieving my rosemary.
You must have called everybody on Friday.
Yeah, I guess so. I know we get an email when we get a voicemail left. I was having trouble opening the but I finally got back. And then I drove by on my way home just to get an eyeball on it. So I'm going to see what he's talking about. I even forgot that farm was there.
It's going to be tough.
And just a few buildings and grounds I think that I'll discuss with administrator. That's all I have. Thank you.
Very good. I will be very brief because I did miss the rec meeting on Monday. I do know that a few things, the locks that we were planning to put in at Cliff Park for the bathroom facilities, the restroom facilities are delayed, so we're looking at some other options for that. It is entirely possible that in the next few weeks the front playground expansion will be completed.
Great.
Keep an eye out for that, although they still have to come, I think, for a capital review.
Oh, of course they do.
But cross that bridge when we get there. Community Day is going to be April 29th, last Saturday of April, as it always is. I'm looking forward to that. April 8th is going to be the Easter egg hunt.
Playground will be open.
It would be nice if it's open for Easter.
Yeah, well, that's what I want. That's
it is. It's the next day, right?
Okay, that's what I thought.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. It's really close. You don't usually do it that way.
Yes. No, maybe it's going to do it
this week. The week before. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's that. And I don't know what else they discussed. I will say that the pickleball courts are getting used pretty well, so everything's going.
So the schedule come out for the novice.
And those are filling up, so it's a well-run program. The classes are going really well. That I know.
I play pickleball.
Yeah, I think about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we play tennis, my wife. And then I wanted to get to some things for you. As you see here, I mean, we've been busy with personnel. There's been a lot of personnel issues. vacancies to fill. We're trying to restructure public works a little bit. And the public works restructuring is coming. Hopefully by March 27th, I think, is the date that we will have someone in this role of parks foreman. Assuming the group is higher. Councilman Swithick has met him. He's got a lot of qualifications. A lot of different things that we have been doing and need to do. So the list is long.
Including ash trees.
I would think that.
Very knowledgeable.
Right. I think we'll have some of those things will be under his purview once he starts to lead a team to go accomplish, like putting that fence. Mm-hmm. So that's all good. We have a vacancy that's going to occur in the administrative office on top of one that we already had come on the day. And you know what we're talking about. No one has been on Friday. And we did hire someone to start on a temporary seasonal basis, full time, just to start. Started yesterday. So there's somebody in the office, so we'll just have coverage. And then we did make an offer. We had interviews already. I attended an interview noon on Monday, and the person we interviewed has accepted. So hopefully March 27th, we'll have that on the agenda, and we've gone from rags to riches. So
nice.
It's been very busy. We've got the deputy clerk position filled. We're still, I think, going to be pending the budget, looking for one more person.
We got the note from the office. They want the full time.
The court's a different conversation.
Yeah. All over.
Completely different. But we've been really busy and moving in the right direction. I'm a little bit scattered, so that's what I've got for now. With that said, we'll go straight to new business, and we'll begin with the consent agenda because we didn't do it.
Mayor, I'm sorry. Yeah. Amy, what was that date for the electric vehicle?
The EV show?
Yeah.
That's July 9th at 11 o'clock.
Did they move it? I thought it was.
The Green Ferry EV?
No, the one with the
vehicles
and whatnot. That was June 8th, wasn't it?
Let me get back to you. I think it was like filling up. I mean, it's pretty popular. I'll get that for you.
All right. First is that resolution to carry over vacation days from 2022. This was changed from hours to days because the hours didn't make any sense to me, especially given what the policy says. So we've changed it to days, and that is partly because we have employees of different work schedules. Some have 5-hour weeks, some have 40-hour weeks.
Yeah.
Police is a little different, too, so it's a little bit, it's intended to solve that riddle where you've got varying hours and the limit is 5 days to carry over.
It's a unit of measure.
It is correct.
We have one of my questions.
To bring it in line with the policy. So, yeah, I mean, public works, right. They work 40-hour weeks.
Versus
so their limit
some people.
Right. Okay. It's intended to be a day, right?
Yeah, based on their
correct. Day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
their work day. You answered that one question. The other question is, tracking a vacation. I know that was once a problem in the township. That's not a problem, so these are tracked hours and approved by the administrator or something?
They are approved by the administrator. The request had to be sent by memo to the administrator to carry over. We do need to automate how we track vacation and all that. There is a process.
Okay.
I don't know it specifically. The administrator could advise. I'm sure it has to do with department head.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nope. Absolutely. Yep.
I'll make the motion.
Perfect. Second.
Second.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have a resolution authorizing the refund of a premium refund for Block 79.02, Lot 8.0209. Anyone have any questions? May I have someone make the motion?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Yes.
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 I'm going to allow Councilwoman Switlick to make this motion for the resolution authorizing the hiring of a DPW Parks Foreman.
Thank you, Bob. I'll make a motion to hire this man immediately.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second.
Yes.
Councilman
yes.
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 Yes. Yes, and I really do think this is going to make Public Works much more efficient. Much, much more efficient.
Very excited.
All right, next we have a resolution opting into additional opioid settlements. We had done something similar a year or so ago for varying opioid settlements. The state settles, and the towns amid the local government units and municipalities have the ability to opt in and get some money out of the state settlement. Or if we decline, we get nothing, and we have the ability to sue on our own. I don't think most towns would want to. So these are a couple additional ones, mostly Walgreens. Huh?
Yeah, there's three manufacturers in the city as well as
so this will be additional money. We still need to come up with a process by which to spend that money within
the strings attached, right?
It has the same strings attached.
Program.
Yep, yes. Correct. So we did get notification not only to opt in by some date in April, so need your approval in order to execute the fact.
We're going to spy class action suit, so we'll make the motion to this money for the township.
For good purpose.
For good purpose.
It's good purpose. Okay. Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Hi, Deb, sir.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we'll have a resolution authorizing the 2023-2024 Farm Services concession agreements for various properties in the township. Do I need to read them all? I think I asked this question last year. I don't think so. So just for folks' reference, that's Brayshill, Hackett's Preserve, Cowfelt, Marukian, Green Acres property, which... Windy Acres.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that's
work.
And
it's Green Acres property, but we call it Windy Acres.
Some of them, I think all of them.
Well, they are. That's the funny thing.
And Prostack Farm.
Right.
And the only comment I would make on these is we did toy with the notion of going out to bid for these, as we really probably ought to.
And I think the plan is to have
for next
year. Right. When you go out to bid,
so these would be longer term leases then.
These would be longer term leases, but it's also just trying to get everything in place in time for this early season.
Right.
It wasn't feasible,
sure.
But
we have to start next summer to get.
So the administrator really wants to get it done for next year.
Good.
I would say we start this in the summer to disseminate it to the farmers. But then also have it all laid out so that we're ready to go in the fall and do it. Yeah.
But as for 24, this is pretty much the same as 23, or 23 is the same as 22.
Correct.
Look at contracts.
Exactly.
Same farmers, same site.
Exactly.
And
the other thing that I would point out for the Green Acres one, Windy Acres. With that particular farmer, we have a really nice arrangement, which we would need to include in the lease. We'll have to bid. That allows us to essentially really recycle the leaves. As we collect leaves, which we have quite a lot of, rather than paying some thousands of dollars to truck them somewhere and dispose of them and the gas encumbered upon that, we take them to Windy Acres and the farmer plows them into the field. It's good compost. It's good for the soil. It's good. It's just good. And then we get the benefit by having a nice local place to get rid of it. So it saves us some money.
Where were they going?
Mm-hmm.
No. Like now? Where are they going now?
They've been going for the last few years. Prior to that, another farmer would take them for a fee. There was another place, I think, that maybe was in Green Rock or something. It's hard to find places.
this arrangement works out really, really well.
Captain Hutton asked for it last year and it never happened. There's property on the contracts. I want to map of the property indicating which sections they can farm. That's a black and white. So there's an X. Oh, maybe I can try to farm this.
So who administers these contracts on the parks? Borman, or is it open
space? Open space. We can bring it every year, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be able to do those maps in here, but it's good.
Part of tonight.
Good for sure.
I just want the farmers to get it. It doesn't have to be here.
Right.
I want the farmers to get it. Just so there's no misunderstanding.
Terrible.
That's certainly something
to do. Yes, that would be great.
Yeah. Who's gonna pull that together?
I will.
Okay. Very good. In that case, gentlemen wanted to make a motion.
We'll make a motion.
Second.
Yeah, that was good.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we do have a medical leave in one of our departments, so we need to get some help to fill it, and that's the purpose of this resolution, which is a resolution awarding a goods and services agreement to Karen Romano to provide day-to-day coverage in the planning board department on an interim basis not to exceed $2,400. May I have a second?
Second.
We need coverage.
Councilman
Blazer? Yes.
Councilman
Kasimowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Silva? Abstain.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Yes. Same thing, different purpose.
Board Secretary.
Yep. Resolution awarding a goods and services agreement to Cindy Kiefer to serve as acting planning board and zoning board of adjustment secretary on an interim basis, not to exceed $1,400. And Ms. Kiefer is a planning board secretary elsewhere. So,
right. Fixed price for the administrative trustees. You need it to run the meeting, so I will make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have a resolution reducing the application fee initial escrow deposit to be provided by CRC Communities at Headley Farm Estates in connection with its application for preliminary site plan approval for a proposed inclusionary multifamily housing development. Application number PB 2022-12, Block 46, Lot 33.01. We have previously discussed this on a couple of occasions as it went through the process. I would ask Cecil to opine and elaborate.
So basically, the reason we're doing this is that the Farms Estates application is with the affordable housing project and under the rules of the council, the council is in this room, and we're brought into the board of doctors, the municipalities have a legal obligation to ensure that there are no excessive cost and money. And in this case, we calculate out the normal application fee and check on the public. And then give the number that was in the end of the resolution that we are displaying. And what is not considered the generative and really the fee spent on the administrative costs. So our planning administrator had a very detailed estimate of what the cost would be associated with this particular application. That's how we arrived at the $2,100 fee for an application fee, which is, as I said, a very conservative number. And then the escrow, the initial deposit, that is the same amount that you allowed in connection with the release of the loan. In that case, you will lose the escrow deposit of $10,000. Same here, and this one on the escrow, it really is just an initial deposit. There's no need in the applicant to
And if the funds fall below a certain point, work stops by the professionals.
Yeah, until they replenish. I can't recall if it's 50% or
whatever. I think it's 75.
It may be. The accounts are watched closely.
They are. By both EDC and the accountants, which are by this meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And there's no intent on the money.
Of course.
not replenish. I mean, it's just more of an interest in it.
I'm just suggesting that the exposure to the township is non-existent, essentially.
No greater or lesser than, you know, any other guests aren't concerning.
Right.
Well, actually, I'm excited by this because we call it out today.
And just let the record reflect that was Ms. Julie Hirsch, the applicant's attorney. No, nope, no worries.
I did look at the hours for the meeting assessment. I agree with the assessment. Our years are conservative side, but I think this one will happen. Very fair.
And I would only add that last fall, the administrator sent out a memo to all staff and department heads to evaluate all fees, including the application fees and all the fees to really get a sense. And that process is ongoing, but not complete yet. So I would expect that just from a holistic point of view.
Yeah, there's
going to be a general overwhelm.
Some up, some down, some
changes. I said I'd take a look what's needs at 165.17, which is the planning board fee, so I'll try to work with Herman on that. But it is, there are other fees to look. There's some that are literally there.
And not just in radio sounds.
Oh, you get the stress. So I will make a motion.
May I have a second?
Second. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Much? We'll now move to the last item on the agenda for action. Anybody wish to pay the bills?
So move.
Thank you much.
Second.
And second. Roll call.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Our last and final opportunity for you to tell us how wonderful we're doing.
We're not wonderful, in case we did.
Any public wish to make comments on anything they wish? Okay. Close the public comment session, and we'll entertain a motion to go into executive session. The general nature of the subjects to be discussed in this session are pending or anticipated litigation in matters requiring confidential advice of counsel, particularly Melski versus the Township of Clinton et al., contract negotiations, update regarding various contract negotiations, and we will not be discussing personnel, so we will strike that. Don't anticipate this to take more than half an hour, and we will not be taking any action when we reconvene. I do not also know when. I don't know exactly when we'll be able to disclose what we've just had. We'll see. So may I have a motion for any second?
I'll make a motion. Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Aye. Okay. Very good. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right,
good.
Okay.
And
Captain
Glazer?
I'll second this.
Captain Glazer?
Yes.
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 Sure. Thank you all very much. Have a good evening.
See ya.